Hi, Rob. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I'm sorry to call you. I was trying to get a hold of Jesse, but it's asking me for the extension, and I don't have an extension noted on the account. Do you know that extension by chance?
Yeah, believe it or not, I just happen to be home at the moment, so.
Oh, okay.
Yep, just give me 1 second.
Okay.
And yeah, there shouldn't be the extension. Oh, actually, no. Yeah, because I think that's something new, and I honestly, I even
tried putting zero, but it didn't work.
It's all right. It's Splash.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Jesse. I'm so sorry. It's Nadine with Local Splash. You know, I was trying to call you because I know that it's noted on the account. But you know what's weird is it's telling me, please put the number of the extension. And I thought, let me put zero with the hashtag, and then it would hang up on me. And I thought, that was weird. Did I call the wrong number?
Weird.
So I called again. Yeah, I have 315-937-6062.
Yeah, no, that's correct. That's really weird.
Yeah, it's saying, please enter the extension of the party that you were trying to reach with a hashtag after. So I tried doing that. Just by putting zero, because I figured, you know, if you dial zero, you'll get something. But no, it hung up.
Oh, that is really weird.
Really,
I'll have to figure that out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, well, I'm going to call Rob. Hopefully he'll know that. But so I'm calling because I don't know if maybe you might have recently went into your client dashboard.
Yeah.
And it was... So you'll see these pop-ups, right? One will say, like, verified, Google verified, Yelp ads. But when you click on them, it'll send a message to the team. And so I have to follow up. So one of them was requesting Google ads and Google verified. Did you click on those by mistake, or did you want information on those?
We wanted information because we just sent the video in for, like, the Google.
Yes.
Like, the video and all that. We didn't know.
If, the notes.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
If we had to do anything with that, if there was, like, another.
So let me tell you what I'm seeing in your account.
Okay.
I see right now Google Business was optimized on the 22nd. I think you did the video prior to that. And then it says Google Business verified and live on the 21st.
Okay.
Let me see here. They sent you a tiny little URL. I think you got that on the 22nd. It's a link.
Would that be in the email?
Yes, email and text message. So that link is so you can start getting reviews on your profile on Google. Okay, real simple. You either text it or email it to your past clients. They click on it and leave you 5 stars. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So we encourage that. And then let me see what else popped up. So that's done. Client updated the payment method. Client updated the service area, deleted a service area. And then the request was on Google Ads and the Google Verified program.
Yep.
Google Verified used to be called Google Guaranteed. You probably have seen them.
Yep.
It's at the very tippy top of the page with the check mark.
Okay.
It'll say sponsored, Google verified now. It's also known as local service ads. It's Google's actually pay-per-lead program. So this is separate from what you currently have with us with the Google Business profile.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, so basically what Google Verified is, it's this program that Google created where you pay per lead. However, the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call. And you guys don't share it with anyone. It is only sent to you. Now, they do have requirements for that program. And basically what they require is a background check just to make sure he doesn't have any felonies in the last 7 years. And which I know he's probably completely clean there.
Oh, yeah. No, we've done a bunch of background checks for a whole bunch
of you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always say that, and I feel bad when I say it, because I'm like, please don't assume that.
It makes sense, though. It makes sense.
Now, they will also require, and I'm just taking a look at what the other requirements are. So they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews, and that's why we send you that link to start attaining reviews. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm looking for the general contractor. So I know that he does remodels. Does he do additions?
Yes, he does. And he does handyman work too, but I was trying to
update that
Yes, I noticed I couldn't do that. So.
Oh, good, good. Okay. So I'm going to look up first for the general contractor because, that's one of the categories for that.
Okay.
So usually they'll ask for either license and insurance or one or the other. So it looks like they're asking for him to carry a $250,000 general liability insurance.
Okay, $250,000. Okay, I believe right now we have the $200,000. Well, okay. You said
$250,000.
$250,000. Okay, we got $2 million.
Oh, well then you're good there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, I believe. Let me double check.
Yeah, sure go ahead and check that.
Okay.
How was your guys' Christmas, by the way?
It was great. Thank you. How was yours?
It was quiet. Christmas.
Really?
Our year was different this year. We normally celebrate Christmas Eve with my husband's family and then Christmas Day with my mom.
Uh-huh.
But it got switched because, unfortunately, my brother-in-law, you know, with his custody, he gets the kids. Like, this was his oddball year.
Yep.
So we had to kind of switch it up. But Christmas Eve, super quiet. Christmas Day, I felt like we were traveling the whole time.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, we have 5 kids, and it's, so it's going here and going there and, you know, this family and that family. So they're older now. I mean, our youngest is 7, but our oldest is going to be 16. So it was a lot more when they were little. We have 4 that are all the year apart. So we have 16, 15, 14, 13. Yeah, so it
was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, it was good. I mean, I can't complain, you know, other than that, but, you know, we went to church and actually we became grandparents again. My husband's daughter, thank you. She had a little girl, so we're like, it was so funny. My husband was so caught off guard because his oldest sent the picture, and he's like, whose baby is this? I'm like, that is your granddaughter. Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's like, oh, my gosh. What do you mean? Because they just sent a picture. They didn't say anything.
My gosh. That's crazy. Yeah. That is funny.
Yeah. Now, you said he carries $2 million and no license is required.
Okay.
So, but I know that he does carry licensing, right? I could have sworn I saw something.
Yes, we have some, a couple different ones. We're doing, we're finishing up the OSHA because it expired, the old one. So we're going to do, we just like to have that on hand just in case, you know, just in case for something else.
Oh,
you
yeah, know, absolutely.
Another
yeah,
notch
well,
in our
for,
belt.
For Google Verified, it's actually not even a requirement to have the license. So you guys actually qualify for it. Now, for that program, how it works, right, there's a one-time $250 application fee.
Okay.
We send you guys the application. You fill it out, upload your insurance document, submit the application. We push it through to Google to get it approved. The approval could take 4 to 8 weeks, but I will say this. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you submit it and respond to the background check. Once you're approved, we'll call you to notify you of the approval and to activate the lease within 3 days. Now, for the general contractor, to activate your lease, it's $455. Now, that'll give you up to 13 leads in the month. So the leads are $35. Now, here's the kicker on it, okay? Let's say that someone called you to remove a tree. That is outside of his services. Google has to credit the lead back because it's unqualified.
Okay.
If they call to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. What they consider a qualified lead is if he talked about price over the phone or if you gave, like, set an appointment to give an estimate. Now, Google assigns a tracking number that's linked to your phone. So they have an AI system set up that identifies qualified and unqualified, but you also have a team dedicated to your account, so we're monitoring it. If one slips through the cracks, we're going to dispute it on your behalf to get that credit back. If you only got one lead in the month, what is left over in that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So now the next month, you're only going to pay $35 because you're paying for the lead that you got the month before to get your budget back up to the $455. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That will allow you to target wherever your insurance covers you. If you wanted to cover the whole state, you could.
Okay.
And you can pause those leads whenever you need to for as long as you need to. There's, like, no limitation.
Okay, because we did go through Angie's List, and we've got...
Tell me about that.
It was awful. It was different. They kind of, like, talked Robert... Like I tell everyone, anyone can talk Robert into anything if they tell him, hey, yes, I can guarantee you work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So... We paid a lot of money. We got leads that we did have a couple jobs, but it didn't pay for what we paid out of leads. And then it wasn't fun.
Well, the difference with their leads, you know, in all fairness, Jesse, and I won't badmouth any company, right? Because I just don't operate like that. But I can tell you the difference. Number one, with Angie's, they're not going to be direct calls.
The one thing it was awful.
Yeah, they'll tell you, hey, here's a lead, right? But that lead that they are sending you, they're also sending it to like two or three other businesses.
Well, we, our brother is actually in business. He has his own business as well. So we had, you know, like our family submit something. Like our mom submitted, hey, I'm on a bathroom remodel. It went to us. It went to him. We got a call. They got a call. It was insane. It was, and they harassed my mom. Yeah, like all these companies it was ridiculous. So after we did that, we kind of paused everything. Because it went to multiple. They say that it doesn't go to multiple people, but.
It does.
It does.
Absolutely does. And that's only. Like, and if you don't, call them right away, someone else is going to beat you to that call.
Oh, yeah. Now, her phone rang within seconds after her just hitting submit.
I had one guy share with me that when he was getting the leads from Angie's, he was paying like $150 a lead.
Us was $183 was like the minimum. And
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And we didn't want to do, we were trying to take, it was like windows and doors. And you know, the winter came, we're in New York, it's snowing. So we took the windows off. And then we kept getting leads for windows, and then we call Angie's and be like, we took this off, but we're still getting charged. And if this person was to put, you know, I want windows with an S, they would charge us for 6 to 8 windows, and then we talk to the customer, and they'd be like, oh, we just need one window pane fixed. So we just paid over $200. So it wasn't, you know, the price wasn't fair for what the lead was, but yet
absolutely
it's how the customer ordered it. It was very frustrating.
This is exactly why Google created the Google Verified program. Because of the complaints that they knew about Angie's and so forth. So that's why they created this program. So it's going to be a direct call.
Okay.
They click on that number that's listed on that Google Verified profile, and they're calling you guys directly. So remember, if you do talk about price or if you set up an appointment to go give them an estimate, they will consider that a qualified lead. Now, let me share with you what falls under the general contractor.
Okay.
Accessory buildings, decks, patios, exterior finishing, foundation, concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing and roofing. Now, let's say you guys said, we don't want roofing. We don't want decks and patios. We are not going to list that on the profile. So if someone called you for a roofing job, as long as you don't accept it, unqualified. Because it's not listed in your services under that profile.
Okay.
If you guys were going on vacation, or let's say he's just on a project, that's going to take him about 3 weeks, 4 months. Or, you know, however long, 4 weeks. And you're just like, you know what, we don't want to take any leads right now until he finishes this because it's really time consuming. You just call and say, hey, I need you guys to shut off my leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on.
Okay, that's another thing with Angie's, that we would pause it and we'd have to remember to go through, and they only pause it for so many days. So if we forget, as soon as they turn on, it's like bing, 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 and there goes all this money out of her account.
Insane.
It was. Yep.
Now, for handyman, let me tell you what the categories are for that one, the subcategories,
okay.
And then I'll go over the price on the handyman, and then I'll explain how it works with both.
Okay.
Handyman is going to include furniture assembly, clean gutters, install repair drywall, install repair fans, install repair flooring, install or repair tile, install or repair water fixtures, painting in and outdoors, mounting TVs. So that's what that one includes. Okay.
Okay.
For the handyman. Now with the handyman, it's surprising. It's a little bit higher in cost. So the handyman minimum monthly budget is $611. Your lease are $47. Now, you could get approved for both. And then when you get approved, we call you to notify you of the approval, the team will call you. Mm-hmm. And you could say, you know what? Only turn on the general contractor leads. Okay, then you pay the $455 to activate them.
Okay.
And you know your lease are $35. Now, if you said, actually, I want both the handyman and I want the general contractor leads on, then you're going to pay the higher minimum monthly budget, which would be $611.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give you up to 13 leads. Now, 5 of those leads could end up being handyman leads and 3 could be, you know, general contractor leads. But basically what it is when a general contractor lead comes through, it'll deduct the $35. If it's the handyman, it'll deduct $47.
Okay.
So, you know, with 13 leads, you can end up, like I said, 5 could be general contractor, 2 could be handyman, right?
Yeah.
But what's left over will roll over. So that next month, what you're basically going to pay is to get yourself back up to the $611. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. If you're keeping both what I call categories or verticals on, but I will say this, it is one of Google's better products because you have more control when to pause those leads when you need to. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And anyone that sees you as part of that program, they know that you guys are approved by Google, that you've met Google's requirements. It'll show that you are verified with the check mark, that you are insured, and that you pass the background check. It's going to show that.
Yeah. Okay, that makes
sense. And the only thing you would be paying, honestly, for that is just the $250 application fee. They're not going to charge you for the lease until you guys get approved and they notify you to activate the leads in 3 days, or unless if you said activate them now, or can you call me next month, or call me next week to activate them, then that's what they'll do.
Okay.
What do you think about this program?
It's very interesting. I can talk to Robert and discuss that with him. It wouldn't be right this second because the new year and, you know, we're getting everything squared away. But that's definitely it's worth it.
I will tell you this, you know, how I put it to you is like this, right? Let's just say you decided, you know what, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start this process. Okay. Basically you're looking at probably anywhere between end of January, mid February, right? I would say you would be approved. Even then, like let's say you guys got approved mid-February, you still can say, hey, listen, can we go ahead and activate this in March, right?
Yeah.
We'll be ready in March. So at least you've already been approved, and you know it's just a matter of you activating your leads.
Okay.
If cost is a factor, I know we just had Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I could probably do for you guys is at least help you with getting you even 50% off of that application fee. I could ask my manager if she can help me out with that. I'll just tell her, hey, can we do like an end of the year type of deal, you know?
Okay.
And application fee would be $125. So it would be half because typically it's $250, the application fee. But I more than likely, I mean, if this is something you guys want to start today, I could probably get it for you at $125. It's just a matter of me asking her for an approval code for that.
Okay. I would just have to talk to him. I can do that. I know the weather's supposed to start getting bad here soon. So, is this your direct line?
I know, I'm watching the news. I was watching
the news. Oh, yeah, it's
crazy. I was like, oh, my gosh. Let me do this. You guys get text messages, right?
Yeah.
From Rob's phone? Okay.
Yep.
I am going to right now. Now, there was also a request on Google Ads. Was that just you clicked on that by mistake or did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going through.
that's okay.
Yeah. No, but I'm still not like 100%, like fluent with the website yet.
It's okay. It's
I've been going back and forth because I'm a full-time college student. So,
wow.
I usually have two laptops in front of me and trying
to
do the business. Yeah.
Multitasking.
Yep. So.
Oh my. Okay. Well,
but
you
I'm on break now. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm on break.
Good.
So now that I can focus
that's
more on
awesome.
This before I go to school.
Okay. Here's what I just did. You should have gotten a text message and have my 877 number with my.
Yes.
Okay. Let me do this. I also have rklconstruct@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Here's what I'm going to do. Okay. She just messaged me, and she said she'll give me that approval for 50% off that application. Because I just told her, like, listen, it's the holidays. Like, you know, if you spent what I spent, I have, like, well, now between my husband and I both, we got 18 grandkids. So, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep.
It's insane.
It is insane.
I'm
going to
send you a recap with what we talked about. Okay.
Okay.
Talk it over with them. I'm going to put the application 125 on it. I'm going to send you the email. And then if Rob says, yeah, let's do it, then give me a call as soon as you can. It doesn't take that long to send you the application and get that part set up. And then we can schedule your client interview either later today or tomorrow. It's just basically they just go over other further details with you. Okay?
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yep, that works. Yes, that works.
Okay, Jesse. And check on your phone why it's asking to give
I'm
it
gonna. Attention. That's so weird. That is, I've
do you get
never
text
heard of
messages
that.
On that phone too? Or
yeah,
no?
I just got the message that you sent out, and that's why I don't.
That's so weird.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But look, yeah, I will figure that out.
What's going on.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. You are welcome. All right.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.